This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In recent visits, we looked at Psalm 103 and answered some questions as a means of studying it. The first question we answered was, what does it say about God? The second question, what does it say about man? Now let's consider the other questions. In reading through Psalm 103, I didn't find a direct answer to the question, are there any warnings to heed? But to the question, are there any commands to obey, I found the following. We are commanded to praise God with our whole being, and we are not to forget all God's benefits to us, verses 1 and 2. It's clear in a number of verses that we are to walk humbly and obediently before God in reverence for who He is. In answer to the final question, are there any promises to claim, I found the following bushel full. He forgives our sins, verse 3. When He does this, He redeems our life from the pit and crowns us with love and compassion. When He forgives, we don't need to worry that He will confront us with them in the future. Forgiveness is a settled matter. Our sins are removed from us as far as the east is from the west, verse 12. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities, verse 10. From that point on, as we walk before Him with fear and humble obedience, He promises His love to us and His righteousness to our children's children, verses 17 and 18. No wonder He encourages us to praise the Lord together with angels, heavenly hosts, and all His works everywhere in His dominion. Verses 20 and 22. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.